this has caused a paltry parody. An unusual thing that happened in the street outside by the hall. A large carrying poultry had a collision with the GPO. The driver stopped to post his mail, which contains many important letters. And the impact which on post caused much distress to his cargo with coats of feathers. The Gardaí arrived in squad cars, motorbikes and foot patrol, and diverted traffic westbound to get things under some control. All was starting out quite nicely until the sergeant discovered a catch. The impact had shaken the poultry cage and opened the retaining latch. The great escape of poultry at that moment did begin. And all the birds got out onto the street, they could not keep them in. There were hens strolling in Upper Crocker Street, and geese heading towards the Grand Parade, and waddling ducks doing window shopping outside the Winthrop Arcade. Word went out among the Frederick flock of our session here tonight. And to take part in Orville, they claimed it was their right. So Parkesi did audition them, and found they were super good. And he arranged for them a late session tonight, as he said he really should. So after this present session, as you exit down the stairs, be careful, as the hens and ducks and geese will be coming up to theirs. Thanks for listening to my account of what happened, as I play around with words. You might well say that this recitation is really a way with the words.
I forgot to mention this earlier. We've got a packed list tonight. It's almost everyone here is actually reading on the open mic. So could we have a limit of 2 short poems or 1 long poem?
Just
a long poem could go on for a long time. Yeah. So let's see. You know, 3.5 minutes. Entirely. And he was well within. I'm not chastising. The perfect poem. Okay. So next up, could we please welcome Michael Shea?
The universe is not the universe of the anthill. In spaces with walls lined with black plastic shelves, there is a key to a lock in a door to a room with walls lined with... I have a question I want to ask you. Real leaders avoid followers. Avoid followers, real leaders. I have a question I want to ask. Come on to fuck! I have a... Come on to fuck. Are we believers in readers? Now we can either sit and stay or either stand up and speak. I have a question I want to ask you.
Next,
we have Kieran Healy. Hello, I'm Kieran Healy. Gerald Heffernan, graduate, ID M544465. Ephesians 3 verse 14 to 20. Social Services Card, Corte Servici, Socialista, 600713-7804-2262-0002, Gerald Heffernan. TPS RSI number, IVER, 7804-2216. Issue date, DOVA, 2406-2009. Heffernan, 206, bed 0, checkout 10:30 a.m. 1506. Door Hardware and Security Solutions, Dublin, telephone +353-01-456-7421. Belfast, telephone +440-28-9046-9914. Cork, telephone +353-021-435-1200. Galway, telephone +350-091-748-060. Email sales@keycardware.com. Insert and remove. Facilities, free light brekkie before 9:30 a.m. Free Wi-Fi and internet access. Fully equipped kitchen, TV chill-out lounge, luggage lockers, security lockers, self-service laundry, bureau de change, pay phones and phone cards, hostel shop. Cork Institute of Technology, 06452949. Institute Technolista Corky, Gerald James Heffernan, date of birth 19/02/1987, Crawford College of Art and Design 201.1, valid until 3108-2009. This card is required for access to the library, examinations and secure areas, students. Permanent TSB 18905001. Permanent TSB.ie. Open 24 number 15705215 46. Open 24. Mr. Gerald Heffernan 990715. Branch number 00546621. Card number September 05. Issue date.
What's your pin number, Gerald?
Gerald 085-706-8252, 60-page column, A4 printed, 19 of the 8th, 08, total equals €33, and deposit paid equals €10,
balance due equals 23 euros. Drugs payment scheme. Name, Gerald Heffman. DPS number 27462238C, REV001, TPSN 7804226D, gender M, valid to Feb 2010. Student service, telephone 066-915-7106, singles, day 41009, pickup Euro 13, destination price, ticket valid for 1 week only. We are not responsible for goods or luggage left on the coach.
Yay! So,
for 186, that was turn, and the aforementioned in a strange twist of fate, now we have Gerald Heffernan.
Into an instinctive unity of concrete expression of the human virtue of weakness. Rather, through their interaction, they are spit the concrete of the void, or the black concrete on top of the void, overcoming opposition to which the self is hidden, disguising the over there as the near, flees the rock of indifference, like the romantic rock of faith, which is perceived through the lens of doubt. I'm on the fence. The fire of the doubt is like melted, are parts of it, leaving them flow down the mountainside to re-solidify into new matter. Matter familiar but uncanny, denied but remaining, or put slim. Their proximity to our ideal view is displaced or put under suspicion. This condition can be denied, deferred, ignored, or placated. The fire and water of our doubt and faith prejudice the congealed blood upon which we are precariously bound. I lost my position there.
Start again.
Okay. Our proximity to the ideal view is displaced or put under suspicion. This condition can be denied, deferred, ignored, precated. The fire and water of our doubt and faith produce the congealed blood upon which we precariously bound. Is claiming, I am the railing alongside the torrent. You, Bradley, may hold on, but what I am not is your crutch. The suspicion of both the torrent and the railing is in fact the other place which we deny ourselves residence. It is that which makes us long for the place of longing, an abstracted, intuitive weakness brought on by the acts and rituals of faith and made apparent by your suspicions of doubt. And only by violence can we progress. A violence of indifference and suspicion. Our weakness is not to succumb to indifference. Sounds wise when he is silent, but the wise man sounds foolish when he is a fool.
Okay. Jaron and Gerald, the two men act. Thanks very much. Next up we have all the way a former guest poet at Ovale, Gerano, McNato. He is my awesome pronunciation.
I'm going to read English and Irish because it's written in Irish and then I'm reading English translation and it's a bit of fun and it's a series of poems that I wrote for this character called the Warrior, and they're a bit silly, and I hope they don't offend anybody, but it's generally intended, it's a bit of fun. an tradíir san teachán. Maidnú gal lé, thug an tradí sú a farras an charís. Ach ní a bhéon teir leis an bheachtasta, bhí bach an lánaithe na bocan a breáha, is mar rámpnas ó haugaire fuair sin teachán bán garagwaith sa haistear fada isteach sa bhás a chlám. Tháinig léthe is dúirt an tradí le féin go mbaine si síal fitrachas. Chassi an breag vod plashtoch arsún. Is leis ketamini, hashtran te go chachach, ishtach e buasht na buinanachta, e tra go magoon pre shura ishtigin a korp, gadaanik shir huna a stain, a vi choma le bay gair now. O bashtar sin tradi an a flaming show, is shir chin shesh and dar about them. Vi gamaati rev gohol, gar fliat shile skart avish, is halvach sí an dara súnáis. Ar an tíú clachar a paidirín, scéad sí a háhat a rít, ach sá sí cimilt crittin wuhe, in áit an pascú rín bá an garag, ag buint na smúte at a hunahar, is vóg sli an clapam, á fógan til a tóri muninachis, in iad sár an a stil a vahig, is chulin bíres a dashgim, fan siadur ene a víxi a chór fwysir. The wire and the vibrator. One fine morning, the warrior gave up men for Lent, but this campaign had no deadline. There was a complete moratorium on fine lads, and as a gift from a hunter, she got a pink vibrator for her long journey into the barren desert. One night came, but the warrior said to herself that she'd give it a curious go. She turned on the fake pink penis, and with much excitement it travelled vibratingly into the cave of femininity, penetrating with mock pleasure inside her body until she found deep orgasm as good as any man's roar. Really, said the warrior, this is a great plan, and she tried it a second time. All was well until she burst with a roar of gladness and she possessed a second orgasm. On the third stone of her rosary bead, she roared with delight once more, but she missed the stroke of skin instead of the taut pink eel clearing the dust on her insides, and she turned off the switch, which left her with a fit of longing for a real live man, so she put the device aside until the next time she was seeking an aviation.
Allow me to love you to the best of my ability until you sweep away care and consider how limited your life is. Allow me to broaden the depth of your experience and fulfill what is present in the flicker of a kiss. Allow me to be with you when company wears thin and mutual solitude is desirable when fueled by electricity. Allow me to love you to the maximum potential until you climax to your senses and realize how disheartening it is to be alone. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Patricia. Next up, please welcome Igor.
Thank you. In the corner of my dark room, I'm sitting and waiting and crying and drinking yet again, thinking of you and me and that blessed day when we became one, that day you remember, do you? I do. As I wait, and as I hope, and as I drink, I write a letter, farewell letter. As I wait for my midnight hour, like Werther did in that long forgotten book, but I am no Werther. I am me, and I still wait, and I still hope, and I still drink, and yet I do hope. I think the morning will be there. In vain, I hope.
Next up, please welcome Terry Dineen.
Jack lives above the bread shop in the alleyway where he sits alone when he's not out riding his fantasy horse, or he's reading or writing, lost in his thoughts, distortions of his mind. Jack could be a genius with all his ingenious ideas. The horseman eats white bread he butters on both sides, and sometimes he puts a pickle in for flavor. He looks out the window, waits for the painted lady. When he sees her, he throws down a lollipop and waits to see her eyes shine up at him. He sulks. He wants a drink. Getting mad, he throws his glass at the window, hoping the effort will shatter it. He wants a coffee. He wants to lie down and forget he's alive at all. Every spring, he puts frog spawn in a jar. He likes to see them squirm about and swim. He brings his girlfriend back to gaze. They sit with him on a pull-out sofa bed that's never been put back in. His teeth are black. He sees no point in fixing them. He can't think. He thinks too much. He can't make sense of his mixed-up world full of five-minute meanings. Words that skim the surface, all in their chosen careers, his peers, but Jack, he's different. He wants what you are and what he can't have. He's got what he needs, though he longs for a friend to come and spend a few hours near him. Offer him a glass. Tell him how darn hard life is. A rat trap that he hasn't fallen into. Tell him he's not evil. With a bit more self-restraint, he could be king. He takes another swill of the moondog overkill. It's doing him in. He walks to the window and spits out the remnants of his cold. He could eat a sausage roll. In the midnight hour, and his head switches to oil tanks and machines. His body stiffens, his arms swing. Yes, he could feel the surge of fuel oil to his brain, the excitement, the din in his head. He was moving with the horse, the clang of iron on the cobblestone. The air is sucked in, the pressure builds, the rod soaks fuel, the piston moves, the spark fuses and ignites. Another mission, he's off! He should write it all down, the movements and the sounds. His legs spread apart, he's back on the filly riding down cobblestone. Listening to the clang of iron, he cracks the whip. There is no satisfaction in dying, and there's no redemption in living. Just the beat and the rattle and the hum, and the questions asked, and the questions that will never be answered. And there are no quick solutions. The dog circles its tail, the penny drops, and there's no satisfaction at all. And nothing much will change in Jack's world.
Thanks so much, Terry. Next up, we have Mary O'Connell.
Hi, I don't know if I've read this already, but it's a question of spot the ponds. A bone of contention. Dublin Airport, early morning, as the bags were being scanned, a bemused custom official came across some contraband. Not the usual drugs or ciggies. This was quite another tale. A chihuahua in a suitcase nearly caused his heart to fail. When he managed to recover, he got experts on the case. Could it just have been a toy dog in a temporary space? No, the creature was alive, though it had a lengthy flight where it sneaked past customs in Madrid and Sofia by night. authorities at the airport started looking for a lead. It tracked down the nervous owner, then forced him to concede that he'd carried on the canine in a bid to thwart the law. To avoid the long-term quarantine, he used this sleight of paw. He emphasized to everyone he wasn't barking mad, saying the mutt was a small gift for a friend whose life was sad. To be parted from his doggy bag would drive him to despair. So he made sure that he wasn't going to trouble Ryanair. When presented with the cost of the doggy and the suitcase, his chums might be forgiven for considering him a fruitcake. The dog's pedigree was faultless. He hadn't made a sound. But they collared him. So now he just might end up in the pound.
Thank you, Mary. Next up we have Tom Jordan.
Two short ones. First one's memories of my childhood with my cousins. I used to play with them a lot. Running wild, spinning out of cars and chasing footballs in the dark. I recall the smell of searing, careering in my nostrils now like I was a million miles away and we at play, thumping the ball like in your parents' walls. That's that one. And this is an old one though. The world floods, the beautiful beaches will all be gone. Where will we swim when our tides rise to greet us? In our back gardens we will have ample recourse to amphibious research. That's those two.
Thank you, Tom. Next up we have Alvin.
Very much. I have a bit of a cold, so you'll have to excuse my voice. This is called My Mother's Words. My legs are strong. I trust the ground to hold me. I see no fence I cannot climb. I walk in pastures green and lush, through land and legislation. I will take no heed to those who say, trespassers come not this way. I take nothing but my time and the breath allowed me. You have nothing but foolishness to stop me. Flowers grow where they will. I will too take my roots and settle them where'er they wish to grow. You are not the lord of any land. You are a subject refusing to understand the greater law. Our mother nature will drown your land, drain your misunderstanding and flood your disbelief. This land is not your map drawn and courted. Give up your tragic hope of ownership. There is no such make-believe. How quickly ivy grows, how strong the roots of trees that tear our petty fortress down. There is no fence to force me out, no force to your defense. No force to your defense, just mismanaged martyrs and a system already overthrown. Take your sons to higher ground, leave your daughters to the wind, lift your heads from the screen of liars. Watch the grass grow, respect the hierarchy of trees, there comes a coup. As the rain falls from the sky, tears fill your eyes, the stakes are high, motorways no longer dry. Mother Nature recalls her boys, scolds them with an incredible cull, takes from them their toys, and drowns them like kittens remorseless.
Alright, would you like to read one for us? We'd be delighted, yeah.
Two short ones really. It seems we've had crisp poetry and action poetry and other kinds of poetry. I'm going to read this song, which I compose in a minute, but before that I'll read you one short poem in Irish, which is basically a good wish poem for a friend of mine called An Over Sheer Cloth, and I'm not going to translate it, so it's too fucking bad. Twin Shinner Vore Sheer Glass and Sailor Fawn, Tibble Earth, Sintroch, Ruan Roth, Saw, Alles gör kommelvet, gör kommelvet duon na don, fadas gör vila ran shin gör socker, sun evenus org. Sun evenus org gör ett wong gomor, de dinges is lehetis fadu vil, gör ever gott gach ra gach shen gach bloid, gach sun socker of buon le de store. Shaspin elevate marshin the shoe the schli, shaspin kindest to there as quora queen, shaspin shohet shoe this lesh, a dena gleam, shaspin margach shaspin, er de vian. Let me thank some here because after the revelations about the child abuse in schools, and they did a parody of Leonard Cohen's The Sisters of Mercy. So I thought it'd go another. I thought it'd go another song. It's not a parody. I stole some of the words, but not many of them, and I borrowed the tune. But I have no title for it. But if I can think of the words, it goes something like this. It was after choir practice one evening when the priest he swelled up with desire. He called the young boys to the vestry, dismissing the rest of the choir. He said, "Son, I have something to show you." The boy he followed with glee, and behind the locked doors there was silence, and apart from the well-muffled screams, the priest he got 2 years suspended. The judge spoke of moral decay. Now the priest is sadder and wiser, but the young boy is happy and gay. That's it.